This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, it's always an honor to be filling in for Alex, as it is once again today. And I've got a couple great guests I'm going to be speaking with. Joel Skousen will talk about the Ukraine situation, what it would mean, World War III, the fallout, and of course, Joel being an expert in emergency preparedness and geostrategy, if you will, in disasters. And then Chris Skye, who's just like channeling the future of the tyranny, of the medical tyranny, and the world government just so eloquently. So many predictions obviously coming true. He's like the Canadian Alex Jones in a muscle tee, and he'll be joining us as well. And so that's all coming up. But, you know, I got to tell you something, folks. With all the news, and you know me, you listen to InfoWars, I'm big into the news. I obsess over the news. I try to focus on the real things. But there's a story today that really is tugging at my heartstrings. And I don't think Alex actually played the video. Did he actually play the video of the cat? I want to play this video. Alex Jones going through the legal issues. And, of course, they tried to take $1 trillion from him. Literally, they asked for $1 trillion. The number ended up being billions. And but it's not enough just to take all the man's money. They want to go after his pets. They want to bring his pets into this as well as children's pets. So this was an update yesterday from Alex Jones from a bankruptcy hearing where his furry little friend there, his daughter's first pet, is now coming into the litigation. Here it is.
Okay, so this is not a joke. This is real, and this really happened. And I just got home tonight with my family, so my wife's shooting this video. I'm in a bankruptcy hearing, personal and corporate for InfoWars, and the Justice Department is involved and ordered me to be at a hearing today. And they spent probably 5 minutes of the meeting that was over 3 hours long on my cat. This is Mushu, my five-year-old daughter named Mushu this 2 years ago. And they wanted to know if assets were hidden in the cat. The cat was like $2,000. And it is a ragdoll cat, and we really do love it. But they were very serious about the cat and its value, and they may want the cat for the Sandy Hook families. So the deal's broke. You guys aren't getting the cat. This is next level. This is harassment. No one's ever heard of this. My lawyer's never heard of this. This is just insane. And, I mean, what, you want my children next? You want to, like, sacrifice my children or something? So this cat is really sweet. My daughter really likes the cat. He's a little bit tired of me holding him. But, I mean, here he is. This is the terrorist right here that they want. And this is the reality that we live in here in America in 2023. Justice Department hearings with people laughing in the background when they say, we want your cat. And it was kind of like that woman on the grand jury in Georgia, like, let me get Trump under my control. And they're literally like, tell us about your cat. You know, what's your cat's value? They're trying to, like, stir me up or something. It doesn't stir me up. It makes me really upset for this country. They're mad I don't have these billions of dollars they claimed I did. Just because they lied to the media and said I had these things, it's not real. And now they want my cat. Ladies and gentlemen, the line in the sand is you cannot have the cat. I'm sorry. But hey, you can have my First Amendment and my guns, and I support world government. No, actually, you can't have that either. I'll see you.
So there you go. Now, this has organically taken up a life of its own, and people are making graphics like that image that was just put on the screen, Mushu Army. So, look, Alex didn't want to take this next level, and that's fine. This isn't even my cat, but if you have a pet, I mean, how sick is this? How sick is this?
Yes, are you hiding assets in that cat? How much is that cat worth? We may need to
take that cat. That is just, what is wrong?
I've got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend Turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects, so you reorder it and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high-quality full-spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new order together. InfoWarsStore.com.
Spend all your time waiting for that second chance, for a break that would make it okay. There's always some reason to feel not good enough, and it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction.
Save Mushu. Hashtag Mushu Army. And I think we're going to come up with a coupon code. Save Mushu for InfoWars Store. For listeners to get an extra discount today. Because, you know, they want to play these games with us. And you know what? We'll act in good faith as a survival mechanism. But see, they get mad in a courtroom when they talk about a supplement or a website and Alex says, yeah, that's our website, or yeah, that's our store. We got a 40% off deal right now. And they say, oh, you're going to turn that into an ad? You're going to turn that into marketing? It's like, well, I mean, yeah. You're up here trying to crush us. You're up here bringing up money and stripping us down for the public. And you want to show the supplements? You want to show the website? What are you going to turn this into an ad? What do you mean? It is an ad. So, okay, you want to go and bring Alex's cat, actually Alex's daughter's cat, into bankruptcy negotiations? And you want to ask, well, yes, what's the value of that cat? Are you hiding assets in that cat? We may have to commandeer that cat. You're just not acting in good faith. You never were. And these weird communist, like, pressure tactics and struggle sessions. So, okay. You want to go after Alex's cat? We'll go ahead and judo move that, and we'll turn it into a coupon code, and we'll fund ourselves at InfoWarsStore.com. And we'll create a viral hashtag, Save Mushu, because the video already has at least 500,000 views posted last night. And it resonates with people. Do you have a pet out there? Pet you grew up with? Got a little daughter? She got a pet? Her first pet? How much is that worth? How much is that worth? Are you hiding assets? Yeah, you know what? You can strip me down naked. You can strip my bank accounts and take everything from me. But you know what? I still got the love of my family. And we've got a nice pet here that is bonded with us, too. How much is that worth? I don't know. I guess that's worth $5 trillion. I guess we should, you know. Where Alex Jones is actually worth $10 trillion, Mushu. Mushu is a $10 trillion cat because you can't place a value on that love. You can't place a value on seeing your little daughter with her first pet and cuddling it and snuggling it and loving it. So, yeah, I mean, I guess Mushu is worth $10 trillion. You found it. You found the secret asset. You guys did it. You found Alex Jones' secret asset, love. And guess what? It's priceless. So, yeah, you did it. You found the secret asset, the one you can't strip away. But isn't that what this is about? It's not enough just to take Alex's money. He has to be completely crushed. What would be left in life for Alex to enjoy? The love of others, his family, a pet, a little furry cat. No, that has to be, no, you don't even get that, Jones. So fine, you want to play games? We'll play games. We'll shoot a little video and we'll show people the lovable fuzzball, the lovable furball named Mushu. And his cute little belly. And his fluffy, fluffy coat. With the Godzilla goblin, Alex Jones. Petting his lovable cat. And you're going to go and you're going to ask about a cat. Can you even imagine that? Can you even imagine that? Think about the strip mining of Alex Jones's life and all the personal aspects that they have it written down. Like, ooh, look at this. He got a cat. What can we do with this cat? How can this cat play into the equation? And, you know, Alex Jones jokingly says in the video, he says, what, are you going to come after my kids next? And obviously that's, you know, that's sarcasm. But yet there's an element of truth there. It's like, well, what are your boundaries? What are your boundaries? Where do you draw the limit? What is the line in the sand? You want to make Alex Jones a slave for the rest of his days on the earth. But that's not enough. You got to bring the cat into the equation, and maybe Jones's descendants too. You know, how much, Jones, it looks like your son has a job. Maybe how much is your son worth? Maybe we call your son in here. Maybe we take some of his wages too. Maybe we garnish his payments too. How about that? It's like, where does it end? Alex Jones' great-great-grandkids. But hey, we got to shake them down. Descendants of Alex Jones. One of them's got a cat. So it's just sick. And really the whole thing is just sick when you think about it. And in the bigger picture, you realize that what we're up against, of course there was eventually going to be an Alex Jones. Of course, eventually there was going to be the canary in the coal mine. Of course, eventually there was going to be the test case. You thought these tyrants were going to allow you to be free forever? You thought the tyrants that have occupied our government, you thought the tyrants going for world government, the eugenicists, the ones that like to do Satan worship at their award ceremonies, you thought they were just going to let you live free and prosperous? No, there was going to be an Alex Jones. There was going to be somebody to stand up and say no and call it out, and eventually that person was going to be destroyed. Because that's what tyrants do. That's what authoritarians do. So we're in that moment. And that's pretty normal, actually, for history, dealing with tyranny. But you think about America. You think about what we're supposed to stand for. And you think about how much we're supposed to value free speech. And you see this. And it is truly insane that Alex Jones, the best way to put it into perspective, Alex Jones is the bad man from Sandy Hook, not the person that actually pulled the trigger and killed those poor kids. Not the person actually responsible for the grief. Not the psychotic killer that actually pulled it off. No, a man that was hundreds of miles away in Austin, Texas, speculating on major stories and mainstream news narratives because we know we get lied to and we know there's an agenda to take the guns. There always is when tyranny exists. To take your right to self-defense, to take your right to bear arms. And then he becomes the bad guy. But, you know, he's tried to remain calm and just take the beating that he knows he's destined to because he decided to stand up against these tyrants. And then you're going to sit him down in a strip search, strip down publicly, and you're going to bring his daughter's cat up. Yeah. This is 1984 level stuff. This is formaldehyde face level stuff. So, #SaveMushu. It's going viral right now. Mushu Army rising up. Because, you know, people have pets. People can relate to that. People have kids that have pets. People can relate to that. It's just sick. Here's some more Mushu did nothing wrong. So, yeah, you know what? Tyrants want to show their hand. We'll show our hand, too. We can have a little fun, too, you know. We can be a little creative, too, you know. So, tyrants, have your fun. And us freedom-loving, red-blooded, God-fearing Americans, we'll have our fun, too.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Mushu army has risen, and cat lovers all across the fruited plains are tweeting hashtag save Mushu, because the American left that hates Alex Jones' guts so much is now trying to ring his pets, take his pets through the ringer, with more of the fallout from the Sandy Hook case and the bankruptcy case. And so this is where we're at now. You have to discuss the value of your cat, and you have to be questioned whether you're hiding assets in your cat, and it's your little daughter's cat, as if that's some sort of a threat, like it's going to be taken in the bankruptcy and sold off. We're going to pawn off Alex's cat because he's got to pay his, well, you know the story. It's almost not even fair to bring them into it at this point. But that's what you get. So, hashtag save Mushu. And I've got good news, folks. If you're listening right now, and I don't know how long this is going to last, I've kind of taken a little step into the abyss here today. Alex is not in right now. And so I made an executive decision, and I've launched coupon code Save Mushu. Now, it's spelled M-U-S-H-U. Save Mushu. We'll put it on the screen. Coupon code Save Mushu right now at InfoWarsStore.com will get you an additional 10% off at checkout. And like I said, I made this executive decision. Alex might call me and say, you're a madman. We can't do that right now. We need the funds. Shut it down while I'm on air. So if you want to take advantage of this coupon, 10% off at checkout, 10% off at checkout, coupon code Save Mushu. This is a limited, potentially very limited time coupon code. Now, Alex may like the idea and we'll be able to keep it up, but he might also say, nope, we're not going to do it, shut it down. But I don't know. I made the executive decision. I'm stepping out on a limb. Coupon code Save Mushu, 10% off at checkout. 10% off at checkout with coupon code Save Mushu. So that's whatever's in your cart at checkout, InfoWarsStore.com, coupon code Save Mushu, 10% off. So, oh my gosh, but I guess they really did figure it out, folks. I mean, what is the value? What is your pet worth to you? You know, some people will die for their pets, have died for their pets. Some people have gone through a lot with their pets. Some people have been there when their pets passed on. I know I've had that before. I had to put down my first pet, the dog we had for about 15, 16 years. And nobody wanted to be there when it was put down ultimately. So I decided I'll go ahead and I'll be there with him. Old Edmund, great fox terrier dog. And there's a special bond there. There's a special connection there. And it means even more when it's a family pet and when it's your daughter's, your son's pet. So, oh, how much is that cat worth, Jones? Well, I don't know, $10 quadrillion? It's priceless, man. It's a bond. It's a love. Like this is some communist pressure test struggle system. Like, yeah, let's bring his cat into this. That'll break Jones. We'll finally break Jones then. Like, oh, yeah, you know, his little daughter's cat. Yeah, you guys got it. So, okay, hey, you guys want to, the gloves are off with them, you know, obviously. So, yeah, it's like in the famous courtroom moment with Alex Jones and the lawyers. He's like, oh, you're going to turn that into an ad, Jones? You're going to turn that into a promo? It's like, well, gee, man, I mean, I don't know. You're trying to sue us for billions of dollars. This whole thing is going to be seen by millions of people on YouTube. You're making it a big spectacle. You're certainly getting paid off this. But, oh, yeah, I mean, if you're going to mention InfoWarsStore.com while millions of people are watching and you're suing me for billions of dollars, well, I guess I'll talk about InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to know what the value of Alex Jones' cat is, you want to bring his cat into this? Well, I guess we'll bring his cat into this. We'll bring the lovable fluffball, Mushu. We love you, Mushu. Hashtag Save Mushu is going viral right now on Twitter. Because, again, you guys did this. Oh, but see, they can print news stories all day long of Alex did this, Alex Jones did that. This is what's going on in Alex's personal life. And then they want to ask about the value of his cat in a bankruptcy hearing, and we're not allowed to talk about it? We're not going to talk about it? We're not going to make it a thing? The Mushu Army has arisen, folks. The Mushu Army has awakened. Sometimes you just... And so the original video from Alex's wife on Twitter has over 1 million views. Let's keep sharing that. No, thank you. Thank you for showing us what you think and how you think and how you operate and what it's all about. Thank you. It's like they want to act like Russia. They want to act like Russia is this big threat. They act like Russia is these communists, these oppressors are in Russia. The oppressors are in Russia. And then you look at what they've done to Alex Jones. No, see, that's what communist oppressors do. Everything they want you to believe Russia is, everything they want you to believe Putin is, they are. So, could be very limited time. I don't know. I greenlit it without even the big man's approval. I'm stepping out on a limb out here for Mushu today, but I'm part of the Mushu Army, and I want to save Mushu. Precious little Mushu. So coupon code SAVE MUSHU at checkout, 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I didn't even mean to make this a plug, but I said, hey, I watched that video last night, and that tugged at my heartstrings, and I've got pets. You in the audience probably have pets, or you've had pets. Maybe you've got your daughter, her first pet, your son's first pet. I mean, it's just sick. So, yeah, you know what? People are going to relate to that. And that's what they do. They say, oh, see, look, kids died. You can relate to that. That's one of the worst things ever, having your kid die. See how bad it is? And then they project that whole thing onto Alex like he did it. So they want to tug at your heartstrings to hurt Alex Jones. Well, okay, you guys want to make that an issue. We'll play that game, too. We'll tug at the heartstrings to save free speech. We'll tug at the heartstrings to save America. But it's only a judo move. It's only a judo move in self-defense. You come at us, we judo you. You bring the cat into it, we judo it. 10% off InfoWarsStore.com, coupon code SAVEMUSHU. Now, we're going to get a little more serious when we come back here with Joel Skousen. And there is a problem now. The American people do not support this war in Ukraine. That war propaganda speech in Poland did not help. The air raid siren tactic in Ukraine did not help. In fact, less Americans now support the war than they did a year ago. And the Republican Party is now split on the funding. The Democrats are all aboard for funding it. Maybe somebody should track and trace that money and see where it's going. So Biden is going to have to launch, announce, and go about this war with Russia himself.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners' support while selling you great products at the same time. So I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who have supported us over the years by spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buying product. But I really want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence, have never actually gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to go there and get the great books and films and supplements and survival gear that's there that won't just empower you and enrich your life, but again, will keep this broadcast transmitting. So whether it's Real Red Pill Plus or our super high quality CBD oil or the 50% off or our great Physio Magnesium product, or whether it's Down and Out, our great Sleep Aid that's back in stock, it's all there. Our turmeric, 95% cumanoid, strongest out there, turmeric 95, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps it on the air. So make the decision to enrich your life and keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health. Not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
A thorn in the side of tyrants, and proud to be. Right here with you on the Alex Jones Show, and Joel Skousen joins us now. Well, Joel, we've been talking about preparedness, preparing for the worst, from different kinds of things, all kinds of different disasters, from EMP attacks to earthquakes, and you're somewhat of the expert when it comes to relocation and strategy in a disaster. And so when I look at 2023 and I look at now, I think maybe the realest threat of a world war or a nuclear war that I've faced in my lifetime, I mean, 33 short years on this planet, I think certainly for me this is the most tense geopolitical wartime I've ever seen. And so the threat of thermonuclear war now, perhaps not such a far-fetched thing to think about. So when you see what's going on in Ukraine between Russia and the warmongering and the saber-rattling, what goes through your head? What are you telling friends and family? And how do you even start that conversation with people that might not understand how serious this is? Joel Skousen.
Well, it's good to be with you, Owen. As I've been on with Alex at least two or three times about the Ukraine war, I am continually concerned about the fact that conservatives who basically don't support the war erroneously think that, you know, Russia's the good guy in this, that it's trying to dismantle the Anglo-globalist conspiracy that we deal with. And it really isn't true. It's true that Russia and China are against our globalists, but not because they intend to, you know, give any semblance of freedom to the world, but because they want to establish their own system of New World Order, very tyrannical, in the aftermath of what is going to become an inevitable World War III and nuclear war. But it won't start with Ukraine. And the reason I say that, I've explained this in my World Affairs Brief numerous times, but I'll do it one more time for your audience. Russia could use its nukes. It has the largest arsenal and the largest set of missiles with up to 15 warheads each on the missiles compared to our puny 400 missiles that we took the three warheads off of and replaced them with a single warhead. So they've got about 15,000 weapons and we've got 400. But Russia can't use them against the West because it doesn't have the conventional military that can occupy and consolidate the gains from such a destructive attack. That would allow the West to simply rebuild and come back against Russia. See, Russia can't even occupy eastern Ukraine, let alone all of Ukraine, let alone all of Europe, let alone the United States. So it must wait for China to be ready to do this preemptive nuclear strike against military targets. So that's not going to happen because of Ukraine. There will be another trigger event that has to involve China, and that's most likely either Taiwan or North Korea. It used to be North Korea only because we have 27,000 U.S. troops there, and we must respond if North Korea, which is a puppet state of China, attacks South Korea and U.S. troops there. But now that the U.S. has announced they're putting in 100 to 200 advisors into Taiwan, it also makes Taiwan a trigger event, not as big as one as North Korea, but a trigger event nevertheless. And it may deter China from attacking Taiwan until they're fully ready to take on the West in World War III, which I don't expect until the latter half of this decade. So while I believe that the war is inevitable, Owen, I don't believe that Ukraine is going to be the trigger event for that war.
What do you make of the phenomenon that I've seen playing out, and I wish it wasn't this way, of the Western political elite pushing Russia into the arms of China? To me, Russia is a more natural ally with the United States, and in fact, historically has been an enemy of Russia. But our political elites, they become so deranged and not willing to negotiate or come to terms with a new Russia as a world leader, and they push them right into the arms of China. Why are they so stupid to do that?
Well, actually, it's not true, Orin. The Russians and Chinese have been in alliance to destroy the West for decades now. And I can't believe that conservatives don't remember all of the things that have gone on for years. From 1970 through 1999, the Russians...
Looks like the Russians may have cut him off. Did we lose Joel? All right. Well, it looks like he's been cut off by the Chinese communists. Okay, he's back now, Joel. You cut off right when... No, you know what, guys? We're going to have to reconnect. He's frozen again, I think.
I think I'm back, man.
Okay, there it is. We've got you.
So...
All right, we'll have to get reconnected with Joel there. And he's talking about the situation between Russia and China. Now, I just saw that on the Drudge Report. They had it on the screen. Zelensky plans to meet with President Xi. Now, this is, of course, after diplomatic meetings have gone down between the Chinese and the Russians. And this is actually going on this week that happened. So this is an interesting move. I don't know much more than what I'm seeing on the screen there, as this is breaking today. Zelensky to visit Xi. I wonder how that's going to go. Is he going to fly to China? And do you think Zelensky will be wearing his sweatshirt? Which sweatshirt do you think Zelensky will be wearing when he meets with Xi? Or will he actually put on a suit and tie for that meeting? Or maybe he'll reach into his wardrobe and find one of those gay, kink, gimp leather daddy outfits that he's so known to dance in and rub up against other men in. Maybe that will be the choice outfit for Zelensky when he visits Xi. Or maybe he'll really virtue signal and try to wear something of a Chinese style garment, even though most Chinese leaders just wear suits and ties. So we shall see that, but that's a desperation move. But it just shows you how weak the Biden administration is, that it's Zelensky that has to go to China to try to negotiate, and it's not Biden, and it's not Blinken, and it's not Sullivan. And you may remember, Blinken was set to go visit China, and then the spy balloon phenomenon happened, and they canceled that meeting. And they've also canceled other such meetings since then. So diplomacy between China and the United States has gone severely downhill. And apparently it's so bad now that Zelensky has to go to China for negotiation and not Biden or a member of the Biden administration. So that really shows you how far things have fallen, that it's Zelensky who's going to go over there and beg. Now, Zelensky said on Ukrainian state-run television, he actually said that if China and Russia form an alliance, and if China supplies Russians with weapons, that's World War III. He said that. Like it was no big deal. No, that actually is a big deal. So maybe China has saner heads, and they're like, yeah, you know what? You said you want World War III if we get into an alliance with Russia. You want to maybe talk about that? I wonder how that one's going to go. Is Xi trying to make a power move here? Is Xi going to try to make a power move here? Or is this just Zelensky coming with his hand out and having to replace the Biden team because they're so, I guess, disrespected or ignored by China at this point as a non-entity, so they're going to have to send Zelensky? All this war propaganda is failing. The American people don't want this war. The European people don't want this war. Most NATO countries don't want this war. Most European countries don't want this war. It's Biden banging the drums. It's Poland banging the drums. It's Zelensky banging the drums. Hey, but Biden went to Ukraine, cut a $500 million check, and flew home. Still hasn't been to Ohio. Still hasn't been to East Palestine, Ohio. Still hasn't cut them a check. But don't worry. Zelensky's got a check. He shoved it right into his leather thong.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Joel Skousen lost his internet. Chinese spy balloon flew over his home and shut it off. But they didn't shut his phone off yet. If you got if you do have a hard-lined phone, usually those things can survive. And so Joel joins us over the phone. Joel, why don't you just lay it out here? You got cut off by the break. While we've got you on the phone here, try to pick it up where you left off.
Well, why don't you tell me what I last was saying, because I don't know when I was cut off particularly.
Well, you were disagreeing with me because I view the world that the Western elites have pushed Russia into the arms of China when, to me, Putin is more of a romantic with the West, and I think would have rather been allied with the West, and that's what I see from his speeches. But you were saying you think that's not so much the case, and that now the China-Russia alliance is something that's been around for a while.
That's right. And in fact, I covered this in today's World Affairs Brief, which just came out. Your listeners can get a free sample copy by going to worldaffairsbrief.com and clicking on Request a Sample. But what I outlined is several conservative commentators who have made this same point, and it's very common. I don't fault you for thinking this, but remember that just like Putin's speech on the 21st, he's playing to the West as well as to his own people. But, you know, the communists have always been masters of deception. And as I say, when they faked their own demise, the world bought into it completely, mostly because our own globals let them get away with it. I mean, if I could see through it, and Christopher Story of the UK, we were the only two commentators that detailed the evidence that it was a phony fall. But Putin is the you know, dictatorial leader of Russia. It's not a real democracy at all. The Communist Party still controls all the major parties in play, though they're, you know, even in the Kremlin, you hear the words, you know, the party says this, the party, and they're not talking the United Party of Vladimir Putin.
But, so you believe, so you still believe that Russia is communist and Putin is a communist, even though they broke up the Soviet Union in the 90s?
But they didn't break it up. That's the, I mean, they let it go.
Well, then why are they in Ukraine?
I'll tell you why. Now, remember, before the breakup, and they did this breakup to get aid and trade from the West, and it worked like a charm. Western companies completely rebuilt the entire oil system in Russia, which made it, you know, one of the most oil powerhouses in the world. They never could have done it on their own. We gave them, you know, financial aid, palletfuls of $100 bills. That's why the oligarchs, you know, had only $100 bills to spend when they went to Europe. They had nothing else for tips. But the point is that before the phony fall of the Soviet Union, before they appeared to let it break up, they mandated it, by the way. It wasn't, you know, that they let people be free, per se. They moved in hundreds of thousands of Russians to the Baltic states, and they put Donbass and Crimea into the boundaries of Ukraine. Now, these are Russian-speaking areas, and they put them in there so that they could have an excuse to come and invade, which is exactly what they did in Ukraine. So it was a complete lie when Putin said, we don't want Ukraine coming into NATO because we don't want NATO on the border. They already have NATO on the border with the Baltics. And when the NATO's countries even declined to let Georgia join NATO, because of concerns, Russian security concerns in 2006, Russia invaded Georgia anyway. So you see, that was an excuse that just doesn't pan out. The point is, they let go of the former Soviet states, but the corruption remained, and the corruption remains in Ukraine, and the corruption remains in Hungary, and remains in Poland, et cetera. In fact, you know, Lech Walesa, the so-called, you know, free market labor union leader, was the.
So then, what's the answer? So what's the answer for Ukraine then? Because right now, the struggle appears to be either you're going to be backed by the West and you're going to have a Western favoring president, or you're going to have a Russian favoring president. I mean, I don't see any other way for Ukraine right now. I mean, what independence is Ukraine going to have?
Well, in fact, Ukraine has always had a phony nationalist as a president until Zelensky. Now, Zelensky is a corrupt individual, and corruption is still rampant. Remember, unlike World War II, when we denazified all the nations, they never decommunized any of the countries that left the Soviet Union. Right? Ukraine still had the same communist bureaucrats exacting bribes from the people, and that's what has given rise to so many revolutions and the Maidan Revolution of 2014. As I told Alex Kerr back then, I said, this was not a Western coup. This was a coup done by the communist president, Yanukovych, because he was the one who ordered the Berkut, the riot police, to stand down and let the protesters win. Now, the Western people couldn't have told the Berkut to stand down. Even the presidential palace guards were left unattended. That's as if Trump rallies came on January 6th and the Marines had abandoned the White House. Would we have been responsible for that? No. Only the Democrats could have done that. So you see, there's a lot that conservatives don't know about the details of these things that I put out in the World Affairs Brief for you that really cloud my judgment. Now, I am for the Ukrainian people not living under the phony communism that pervades in Russia. But Russia is not the good guy. He's not the ally of the West. Never will be. Never has been. And, you know, it's a sad deception that people buy. I mean, look at his speech. He attacks the LBG and craziness of transgender in the West. Why does he do that? Because he's playing to the West. He knows that the conservatives.
But I can't buy into that. I'm sorry. If a man tells the truth, he tells the truth. I mean, if I'm going to sit here and say, oh, you're just saying that to play me, well, then I'm never going to get anywhere. If everybody telling me the truth is out to get me, then how am I going to get anywhere? And how am I going to trust anybody?
Well, you have to distinguish between those that have ulterior motives for telling the truth. Now, he's telling the truth about condemning Western, you know, pro-gay and pro-transgender policies. But, you know, he's not the paragon of, he's faking Christianity, never been a Christian. You don't make Christians a KGB colonel He knows about the phony fall of the Soviet Union. He's continuing it and playing the West because he knows that there are conservatives out there listening to him. Now, the globalists on the other
I don't end, think so, Joel. I got to stop you right there because I'm of this viewpoint that I'm not going to – people talking about communism as a threat out of Russia or communism as a threat even out of China falls on deaf ears to me. I've got communists here. Joe Biden just signed our sovereignty over to the World Health Organization. I'm dealing with communists in the West. I'm not dealing with communists from Russia.
No.
Oh, absolutely. I'm paying for illegal immigrants. I'm paying for people to live in the streets. What do you mean it's not communist?
It's not communist. He's a globalist. He's a globalist puppet. And they don't care how much money he takes from China. They don't care how much money he takes from Ukraine. He doesn't even care if China thinks they've got a handle on Joe Biden. He's a pure globalist puppet. And remember, the globalists, if you knew anything about history of how the globalists had fomented communism and allowed it to rise, they brought China, Mao Zedong, to power. They brought the communists to power in Russia with $20 million of gold. They cut off military aid to Chiang Kai-shek to bring Mao to power. They cut off military aid to Batista to bring communists. They cut off military aid to Somoza to bring communism to Nicaragua. It doesn't mean they're communists. You've got to understand that the globalists use communism to break down the social order so that they can come in with their milder form of WEF, Great Reset Socialism. But they're not communists, and you've got to understand that.
So why do they want this war with Putin and Russia so badly if they're part of the controlled opposition to bring in the global government?
All right. Now, remember that prior to this change against Russia, the globalists have always been covering for Russia and covering for China. And believe me, China's ruthless in their comment. You apparently haven't listened to my interviews with Alex Jones about the danger of China, etc. But what I'm saying is the reason...
Well, hold on a second. I'm the one that was threatened with the fact that Russia's teaming up with China instead of America.
What did you just say?
I'm concerned that the Western elites are pushing Russia into the arms of the communist Chinese instead of having a partnership with us. That is my concern.
They're not pushing him in. He's always been an ally of China. He's never been an ally of the West and never will be. I mean, where do you get this, that he was independent?
I'm saying it's not happening because the West doesn't want it. The West is not interested in having a good relationship with Russia, clearly. And I think that's a mistake. Because now they're going to have a better relationship with China, and now China's going to arm them in Ukraine.
Well, it's not possible to ever deal with a deceptive government like Russia and claim that they're ever going to be now. And the globalists know that. They've been covering for Russia and the phony fall of the Soviet Union specifically because they've been building it. They want Russia and China to attack the United States someday. It won't happen over Ukraine, but they have been building for this. That's what PDD 60 is all about, the Presidential Decision Directive 60 that tells
us... Well, I agree. The globalists want us at war. We got to take a break here, Joel. Come back in the next... It's a 90-second break. I agree the globalists want us at war. I'm not disagreeing with that. And I'm saying they're making it worse right now by funding this war in Ukraine.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.